Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 955 for Saturday, August 17th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Rebounding back up two spots to number 20, Sky Team by Luc Raymond, published by Le Scorpion Masqué, with 13,777 views. It is a decline of 172, or 1.2%, but it can climb two positions because the number 20 is more than 1,300 views fewer than last week's number 20. Down one to 19, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 14,506, about 700 more than Sky Team, and a decline of 8.5%. Climbing from 31 to 18, Windmill Valley by Danny Garcia, published by Board and Dice, with 14,570, 64 more than Arkham Horror, and a gain of 28%. Climbing back up 3 to 17, Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 14,782, about 200 more than Windmill Valley, and a decline of 2.4%, but it climbs three positions. Down 2 to 16, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 15,786, 1,000 more than Root, and a decline of 4.4%. Climbing 4 to 15, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 16,062, about 300 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 5%. After 2 weeks at number 13, down 1 to 14, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,761, 1,700 more than Brass, and a gain of just 1.2%, or about 200 views more than last week. That gap of 1,700 is about the same as the gap from Brass at 15 down to Arkham Horror at 19, a five-position spread, and here it's only a one-position spread. After 2 weeks in the top 10, going from 3 to 7 to 13, The Mandalorian Adventures by Corey Kineska and Josh Bepler, published by Unexpected Games, with 18,970. There's 1,200 gap here between Mandalorian and Terraforming Mars, but a decline of 19%. After 2 weeks at number 9 and 7 weeks back in the top 10, down to 12, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 19,009. Just 39 more than The Mandalorian, and a gain of 4%, but down three positions. Falling back out of the top 10 after just a week, from 10 to 11, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,429, 420 more than Ark Nova, and a gain of 9%, but down a position. So we see a shift has happened here, and it's probably right around the spot where Terraforming Mars had that 1,700-view gap, and then The Mandalorian a 1,200-view gap, where the number 20 area was again down about 1,400 views from last week, but up at the number 10 position is up 1,600 views from last week. So a much sharper climb in view totals between number 10 and number 20 than we saw last week. That's why the games in the lower part of the top 20 could lose position, lose views, and gain position. But here, close to number 10, they are gaining views but still losing position. There are four new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 10 to 11, Dune Imperium, from 9 to 12, Ark Nova, from 7 to 13, The Mandalorian Adventures, and from 2 to 26, Undaunted 2200 Callisto. Number 10, Harvest by Trey Chambers, published by Keymaster Games, with 19,473, just 44 more than Dune, and a decline of 31% from where it was last week at number 4, a 6-position drop. Number 9, Rock Hard by Jackie Fox, published by DeVere, with 20,818, 1,300 more than Harvest, and a gain of 18% from where it was last week at number 12, a 3-position climb as it swaps spots with Ark Nova. 2 weeks ago, it was number 11. 3 weeks ago, it was in the top 10. So it returns after 2 weeks away, charting for the second time. The remaining 3 new entries are all debuts. Number 8, Comic Hunters by Robert Cuello, published by Spin Master, with 22,567, 1,700 more than Rock Hard and about 3,000 more than Harvest. It's a decline of 39%, though, as it falls from number 3 to number 8. Number 7, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 22,574, 7 more than Comic Hunters, a decline of 15% as it loses one position for the second week in a row, going from 5 to 6 to 7. Number 6, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 22,745, 171 more than Slay the Spire, and a gain of 11% as it climbs 2 positions in its second week back in the top 10 and its 25th week overall. It is the longest running game in the top 10 this week. Number 5, Intent to Kill by Artur Kodzikoff, published by Hobby World, with 23,054, just 309 more than Uprising and more than double what it had last week. The gap from Intent to Kill at number 5 down to Comic Hunters at number 8 is a mere, it's just under 500 views. Intent to Kill is a deduction game. The setting is a police investigation of a serial killer where one player is that serial killer. Number 4, I, Napoleon by Ted Racer, published by GMT Games, with 29,108, 6,000 clear of that cluster from 5 to 8. I, Napoleon is a solitaire, quote, historical role-playing, unquote, card game, and I think a war game? I mean, it's from GMT, so probably, right? Number 3, Dune Imperium Bloodlines by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 44,958, 16,000 clear of I, Napoleon, and a 70% increase as it climbs from number 5 to number 3, trying to bridge that gap between the juggernaut at the top. That means that Dune Imperium, after last week landing 3 games in the top 10 at 5, 8, and 10, almost did it again. Well, this time they are at 3, 6, and 11, just missing out by 44 views. Number 2, Arcs by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games, with 62,844, 18,000 more than Bloodlines, a decline of 15% as it finally yields the top spot after 9 weeks in a row at number 1. Of those last 9 weeks, 7 of them had a total that would have still made it enough to be number 1 this week, but not this week. So it falls back to number 2. Our new number 1 is The Lord of the Rings Duel for Middle-Earth by Antoine Boza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 68,718, almost 6,000 more than Arcs, and it had a decent showing last week, had about 11,000 views last week, the hanging out there in the top, well, just outside the top 40, I guess it must have been. But quite a surge here to the top. It's a re-implementation of Seven Wonders Duel, which was released in 2015 and still ranked number 19 on BoardGameGeek. This, of course, themed with The Lord of the Rings. And that mark of over 68,000 is good enough for number 90 on the most views list. For Saturday, August 17th, 2024.